important instruction.
Love Radio.
Every time I watch, you make me feel a heat. Don't need to touch, oh, now come my eyes on you now, and me now go miss a beat.
One time.
Volcano erupt on the ocean. Your sun still picture in a motion. Fireman carriage because your heat too high. Dry up the earth and you make clouds cry. Oh, as for a night, can't measure all your man's sun.
Dr. Althea, and coming to you live from my broadcast, Substance Within. And I'm so glad you joined me tonight. Let's get started with some prayer. Father, I thank you because I know you hear me. Father, this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We say, Father, thank you. Thank you for this time of coming together. Father, we ask right now that you will have your way in. Through me, by me, in every which way, have your way tonight, God, like never before. And we will give you the honor, the glory, and the praise because of who you are. In Jesus' name, amen. I just want to say welcome to everyone that's on the line here listening. I am just so glad you joined me. Just in case you are not here, but you're listening to the broadcast later on, send me an email at substancewithin@outlook.com or substance2@gmail.com. Either way, I will respond to you. Do me a favor. Pick up the phone. Call a friend. Tell them to call in at 516-595-8245. And let's get started. Let's listen to Jonathan Nelson as he sings and his associate sings, I Believe.
Thank you.
That is exactly where we're at. We are definitely saying so long, bye-bye. So long, bye-bye. We're going to go off hearing that. So I'm just going to stop it right now. And we're going to get into the word. You were just listening to Jonathan Nelson, I believe. And when we go off, we're going to go off with So Long, Bye-Bye. One of my favorite songs. Because I believe in telling things bye-bye when our season is over, when things are done, when it's time to say bye-bye, so long. But I want to talk to you tonight about substance within, things, something from God. And the scripture that I'm going with tonight is found in Genesis chapter 32, verse 24 to 28. And it reads as follows. And Jacob was left alone there, wrestled a man till with him. Let's just start again. I find any nervousness and anything that's going on within me. We're going to read the word of God with power. And Jacob was left alone, and there was wrestling a man with him until the break of day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his hip, and the hollow of Jacob's hip was out of joint. So he wrestled with him, and he said, "Me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let you go, except thou bless me." And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. The last verse, verse 28, and it says, and he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, Israel, for as a prince thou art power with God, and with man has prevailed. May the Lord have a blessing on the reading of his word. I am so glad that you decided to join me, whether it's in the studio here or whether or not it is later on. Either way, I'm glad you joined me. Tell a friend, tell a pigeon, send out the request, let everybody know that Substance Within Prophetic, Spiritual Prophetic Quest will be here every Friday at 9 o'clock. My topic, as I said before, is extraction, extracting something from God. How bad do you want it? That's my question to you. How bad do you want it? Faith means to me, faith allows the impossible thing to happen. Are you in need of something impossible? Where is your faith? How bad do you want it? Well, now we find ourselves in a corona, or we find ourselves that life is now opening up from corona. And we need to now understand that we will not have church as usual. We will not have life as usual. Everything has changed. Everything has switched or shifted, or things have become more challenging than they were 6 months ago, 8 months ago, 18 months ago, 28 months ago, 18 years ago. Thing has changed. You know, one of the things that I admire is that, and I read this the other day, is about an eagle. An eagle does not, the eagle does not fight the snake on the ground. It picks it up into the sky and changes the battleground. And when it's released, the snake into the sky, the snake has no stamina, no power, no balance in the air. It is useless, weak. Unlike being on the ground, where it's powerful and wise and deadly. Take your fight into the spiritual realm by prayer. When you are in the spiritual realm, God takes over your battles. Don't fight the enemy in his comfort zone. Change the battleground. Change the battlefield. Be like the eagle and let God change, take charge through your earnest prayers. You will be assured of a clean victory. I believe that. Extracting something from God is my topic. Tell a person, call somebody, tell them, ask them, how bad do you want it? When you call somebody else, ask them, how bad do they want it? The word extract means to take, to get, to pull, to draw out, to obtain places in your life. You have a before, you have a during, and you have an after. When you want something from God, there is a before, which is the past, during, which is your present, and there is an after, which is your future. Extracting something from God is not about your past. extracting something from God is about your presence. Extracting something from God is about you getting what is needed in your present so that you can operate in your future. That things that you want, you desire, you have not talked about it. That thing that is impossible, that thing that is inescapable, that thing that makes you feel like you need, that thing that is inside of you that is his investment, that thing that is inside of you that is associated with your destiny. Jacob, in chapter 32, we see that Jacob in verse 1 to 5, Jacob faced the past. In 6 to 8, Jacob has a plan. In verses 9 to 12, we see that Jacob says a prayer. In verses 13 to 23, we see the plots of the plan being acted out. But in verses 24 to 27 is the present, for this is where Jacob is present in the extraction. Chapter 32, verses 28 through 32, Jacob's named the place, and he calls it the face of God. One thing about before the extraction takes place, you have to have a strategy for the plot. You will have a strategy for the plan, and you will have a strategy for the prayer. How to deal with your situation, your circumstances, your problem. Be careful how you treat people going up the mountain, because you might need them coming down the mountain. Before the extraction, you are dealing with, or you might have dealt with, abuse, hurt, pain, past problems. I'm here today to tell you that your faith is going to make you deal with the extraction. There, I just want to bring out 12 levels of faith. You have a by faith, a through faith, a now faith, a without faith, an in faith, great faith. You can have just faith and a measure of faith and active faith. You can have an access faith, a portion of faith, or a working faith. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10, it says, after you have suffered a while, you have suffered a while before the extraction. In Isaiah chapter 48, verse 10, it says, I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. Brings us to my second point. During the extraction process in verse 24, it says that Jacob was left alone. Stop trying in your place when you are in process of extracting something from God. In other words, stop trying to put people in a place, in this place, where you want to get them there. Like you have to have somebody around you. Sometimes when you are in a testing situation, the teacher is always silent in an exam. In Job chapter 1, 13 through 19, and verses 15, 16, 17, and 19, I only am escaped alone to tell thee. We find in Job chapter 1 that Job lost everything. He lost his children, his cattle, his house. He lost everything. And each one of his servants, while one servant was talking what had happened, he would say at the end, "I alone am escaped. I only am escaped alone to tell you." Four times that happened. But it's during the extraction process you will prevail. You cannot give up. You cannot quit. You cannot let go. The Bible says the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force to believe God. In Acts chapter 27, verse 25, it says, "Be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be as it was told to me." You got to know that you will be blessed. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 2-3, it says, "I will make thee a great nation. I will bless thee. I will make thee, make thy name great, and thou shalt be blessed. I will bless them that bless thee, and I will bless, and I will bless them that bless thee, and in thee shall all be blessed." You must know God cannot lie. You must know that God is not a man. You got to know that God has received a commandment to bless you and has not and cannot reverse it. We have talked about the before the extraction. We have talked about the during the extraction. Well, let's talk about after the extraction. After the extraction, you will have the provision. After the extraction, you will have the progression. After the extraction, you will have the people to help. You need to rediscover who God is. He is the performer in truth. He is the preparer of everything you need. You will pass the test. He will preserve you. He will present you, and you just need to press towards the mark. You will be provided with wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and discernment. You are the producer of his work. You the protector of his investment. You pursue of him. In the extraction, you put on his goodness and his mercy, and you put on his power and his authority. You receive his promises. You will be a promoter of who he is. You will receive the provision he has for you. It's after the extraction from God. You will know how to stand still. You will also know how to stand up and be encouraged. You will stand out and be confident. You will stand down so that you can change. You will stand on because of your character, and you will stand in the midst of a challenge. You will see the salvation of the Lord, how he will rescue you and release you and renew you and refresh you and restore you. Your character makes you stand out. Your courage makes you stand up. Your consistency makes you stand fast, and your commitment makes you stand on the word of God and trust in the Lord your God. We're talking about after the extraction from God. You will take on his way, his will, his wisdom, his worth, his word, his plan, his purpose, his process, his fast, his praying. And when you pray, you will be praying, "Not my will, thy will be done."
How bad do you want it? This extraction will cause you to push until something happens. That means you're going to preach until something happens. You're going to prepare until something happens. You're going to pray until something happens. You're going to prophesy until something happens. You're going to proclaim until something happens. You're going to be in his presence until something happens. You're going to believe his promise until something happens. You're going to be transparent, or you're going to be pure until something happens. You're going to have patience until something happens. Operate in his power until something happens. You're going to praise the Lord in the midst of it all until something happens. You're going to stay on the path until something happens. We are in a place. That's why I'm telling you, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want the characteristics of God? How bad do you want the Spirit of God, the changelessness of God, the everywhere about God, the eternalness of God, the righteousness of God, God's life, God's wisdom, God's truth, God just knowing him. I was in a place this week where I just want to know God more than I want anything else. We got to get to a place that if you want to extract something from God, what is it that you, or how bad do you want it? I can tell you, your faith allows the impossible to happen. I want to encourage you tonight that your substance within wants to extract something from the substance within God. Extract it today. Get a new relationship with God. I have three words, three questions, one decision. How? Do you know how you're going to die? Two, when you're going to die? When? And third word, third question, where? Where are you going to spend eternity? I have one thing for you. If you don't know where you're going to spend eternity with Jesus Christ, I want to invite you to accept him today. Just pray this prayer with me. Father, I come to you asking for your forgiveness. I accept your son into my heart, into my mind, into my body, into my soul, into my spirit. I give you my life. Forgive me of any sins or all my sins. I ask for your Holy Spirit to come in and convince me and comfort me when I need it. I'm asking you to have your way in my life like never before. And I will give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. Father, have your way in my life. Satan, the Lord God, rebukes you out of my life. I am now a servant of Jesus Christ. This is my petition before you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. I want to personally thank you for joining Substance Within. And get ready. Let's go out with Jonathan Nelson as he sings, Bye Bye, So Long Bye Bye. Long bye bye.
Let's go.